it was a little over, 15 years ago, and 2 months. It was a Saturday, September the 19th.
在两年前，九月十五号的日子，在十五年前。
It was a Saturday, and Brother Wei was to speak on Sunday, and he didn't have a word.
是一个礼拜六。魏弟兄他为着主日要分享的信息，他还没有主的话。
I'm sure it had happened to him before that Saturday would roll around and there wouldn't be a word.
我想这曾经发生在他身上许多次，就是在礼拜六的时候，还没有主的话。
And that was one of those Saturdays. And the next day, of course, he had to speak.
当他隔一天，他就要来传讲神的话。
It was a little bit after lunch, and he walked into Sister Wei's kitchen, and he said two things.
在吃完午饭不久，他进到厨房里面他遇见了魏师母。
Number one, the Lord has given me a word.
他就告诉师母说主给我话语。
Number two,It's a difficult word because I believe Brother King's wife is going to go home with the Lord.
第二件事情，他讲到说，这是非常不容易的话，因为金弟兄的姐妹要归回天家与主同在。
And a couple hours after that, at 4:30, September 19th, 1992, my lovely wife for 33 years was with the Lord.
在1992年9月17号的下午，与我结婚多年的姐妹，她就回到主的身旁。
So the question is, what was the text that the Lord laid on Brother Wei's heart?
那我们要思想的问题就是说，那主给魏弟兄心中的话是什么呢？
Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah 55.
请打开圣经到以赛亚书55章。
Verse 6,
第六节。以赛亚书55章。
Seek the Lord while he may be found, verse 6. Call upon him while he is near.
第六节，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他。
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon.
相近的时候求告他，恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必连续他。当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
And specifically, the next two verses were Brother Wei's text that next morning.
在接下两节，就是那个主日魏弟兄所要交通的话语。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念。我的道路非同你们的道路。
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
Let's just have another word of prayer.
我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we do thank you this morning for inviting us around your table again.
父神，我们感谢你早晨再一次召聚我们在你桌子的面前。
Even the thought that you invite us fallen people to your table is beyond our imagination.
你这样子召唤我们这沉沦的罪人来到你饼杯的面前，这实在是超过我们的意念所能思想。
Your very enemies, you have said once again, come.Eat and drink with me.
主，我们虽然是你的敌人，但是你却邀请我们来吃你喝你。
What a wonderful Savior!
何等的救主。
What a wonderful Lord.
何等的主。
Lord, once again, we need you for speaking.
主我们再一次的来说，主我们需要你来叫我们能够来说话。
We need you for translation and hearing.
我们也需要你来帮助我们能够翻译，能够听。
Be that comforter to each one of us today.
主你今天做我们众人的保惠师。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.The question is this morning, what are his thoughts and what are his ways?
今天早晨我们要思想一个问题，那他的意念是什么？他的道路是什么呢？
He wants us to know.
他要我们能够明白。
He wants us to know his heart.
他要我们能够知道他的心。
He wants us to know his will.
他要我们知道他的意念。
He wants us to be able to pray his will.
他要我们能够照他的意念祷告。
He is not interested really in us praying our will.
他实在是对着我们照自己的意念祷告，他不敢有兴趣。
Of course, as newborn babes in Christ, that's where we begin, asking things for my will.
当我们出蒙恩得救的时候，我们的祷告还是照着我们自己的意思。
It is very juvenile.
这是非常不成熟的。
It is very acceptable when you're a baby.
当你还是婴孩的时候呢，但确实可以被神接受。
But as Brother Steve just mentioned, the Lord has greater intentions.
刚刚我们斯蒂凡弟兄他所分享的，神有更高的旨意。
He wants to espouse us to himself.
他要来向我们启示他自己。
We are to be a bride.
我们乃是要成为他的心腹。
We are to be a people that think and act like the Lord.
我们乃是应该是一帮子民是能够像我们主一样来思想。
That have a spirit like the Lord.
有他一样的灵。
When we get married, we recognize that I really don't think the way that person thinks.
当我们结婚以后，我们就发现我们跟另外我们的配偶呢，我们的心思不太一样。
And quite a work has to be done just for a man and a woman to becomeOne in spirit and soul.
那我们看见，就像这样子，一位丈夫，一位妻子，他们要成为一个身体的时候，都必须要有一些工作在他们中间。
We have a beautiful example in the unity of the Trinity.
啊，我们在宇宙间三一神的身上，我们能够看见这样的荣美。
There's no arguing, criticizing. There is such a flow between an understanding and acceptance of each other.
没有争辩，没有批评，他们在那里是完全和谐的，在那里和
Jesus would say, "I and the Father are one."
主耶稣就说，我与父原为一。
In Luke 11, he says, "I do nothing except to please the Father."
他就说，我什么都不能做，我唯一所做的就是叫父得着喜悦。
And when by the grace of God, a man and a woman come into that type of a relationship.Where their whole desire is to please their spouse.
借着神的恩典丈夫与妻子能够结合在一起，他们就有一个心意，就是要叫彼此得到喜悦。
You have something beautiful.
这是一件美的事。
Not please them because he or she responds the way I want them to.
并不是因为我讨他的喜悦，不是因为说他都听我的话。
But out of a nature that God has put there that loves the person.Even if they're unkind.
神给我们有这样一个天然的性情，就算虽然对方不友善，但是我们仍想讨他的喜悦。
Even if the other member might be very selfish.
虽然我们的配偶可能是非常自私的。
But that love, even like a mother that pours out, even for a selfish child, that love.
但是这样的爱，就像母亲为着孩子，她愿意倾倒。
It's willing to get up in the middle of the night and care for that little child, even though the child is totally self-centered, thinks only of himself, has no thank you for the parent.
虽然这样的一个小孩子非常自私的，他不会为着父母着想，但是那父母的爱仍然在半夜能够起来照顾他们。
That is a beautiful thing.
这是一件美的事。
And for us to be espoused to the Lord Jesus, there has to be a work to be done.
那我们如果要成为基督的心腹，在我们身上也必须要有一些工作。
It's quite obvious our thoughts and our ways are not the same as God's ways and thoughts.
我们的意念和我们的道路与神的意念和道路是不同的。
Even after we become born again, there's a great change that has to go on in our hearts.
尽管我们已经重生了，但是在我们的心思意念上还有许多需要改变的。
We are by nature a very selfish, self-centered, self-sufficient people.
我们的天性是非常自私、自我为中心、自我满足的人。
We are independent by nature.
我们的天性就是想要独立的。
And God has to do a work.
所以神必须要在我们身上工作。
Through His Word.
借着他的话。
As Steve just mentioned, by the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵的工作。
Through fellowship.
借着我们彼此的交通。
And through the circumstances of life.
借着我们生活当中各样的景况。
And in all these ways together, the Lord is making a beautiful bride.
借着这许许多的环境和办法，神能够制作成一个美丽的心腹。
We know that because if we look at the back of the book and see the end, we see this beautiful city coming down out of heaven.
当我们读到圣经末了的时候，我们看见从天有新耶路撒冷，美丽的耶路撒冷从天而降。
And what is a city?
这个城是什么城呢
？Is it building and concrete?
是水泥所造的城吗
？A city is people.
这个城乃是指着人所说的。
And when we see the picture of this people coming down or the city coming out of heaven, it is beautiful.
当我们看见有这样的一个荣美的城从天降下来的时候。是何等的美丽。
And it's a representation, a picture of a people that have been made just like the groom.
就是让我们看见，这乃是一个预表，乃是照着这个新郎而有的这一帮人。
Whose thoughts and ways are just like the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
他们的意念和他们的道路乃是和三一神是一样的。
There is a unity, there is a oneness.There is a similarity in all ways.
这里我们看见合一，看见完全的合一。
A lot has to be done.
但必须有很多的工作要成就。
Because our thoughts and our ways are not like His at the beginning.
因为起初我们的意念和我们的道路与他与神的并不相同。
In these few minutes this morning, I would like us just to look to the little book.Of First Peter.
借着早晨一点时间，我们愿意来看彼得前书第一章的一些话。
Peter wrote this book at about 64 A.D.
使徒彼得写这卷书信的时候，大约是在主后64年。
And speaking of Peter, it's so interesting to look back about.30-some years before, say in Mark 14, and seeing where he was spiritually.
当然如果我们在他写这本书信往前30多年的时间，我们看到当时的彼得是怎么样的一个景况呢？
Where he has the nerve, the nature to say, I don't know this man Jesus.
他有这个在天然性情里头，他在那里他说这样的一句话说我不认识那拿撒勒人耶稣。
And now here in 1 Peter, he is writing to encourage the saints.
但是在这里我们在彼得前书这里我们看见乃是同样一位彼得在这里写一些话语来鼓励圣徒。
The Hebrew saints are dispersed all over this Asia Minor area.
在这当时的希伯来这些圣徒们，他们被分散在小亚细亚那个地方
，and also Gentile believers，
也还有一些外邦的信徒
，and there's a certain amount of persecution going on，
在当时也有迫害
，and Peter writes to encourage them，
彼得写这封书信来鼓励他们
，he writes to tell them that the Lord is sovereign， God is on His throne，
他这里告诉他们说主。他掌管权柄，神在至高之处掌管权柄。
Psalm 103:19, and I'll just read it.
在诗篇103篇。
The Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all.
第十九节，耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有。
His sovereignty rules over all.
他的权柄统管万有。
We have to be reminded of that.
我们必须要被提醒。
Because things are not easy.
因为我们生活中发生的事情并不容易。
Particularly for believers.
特别是对为着信徒来讲。
If you're a member of a garden club and you've got people around you, you've got problems. If you're a member of a garden club and there's a number of people in your club, there are some problems.
如果你在花园里面工作，旁边有许多人站在那里的时候，你就有问题。
If you are part of the baseball team, you've got problems.
如果你是棒球队员，棒球队里头的一个成员，有人围在你旁边，也是你有问题的时候。
Any type of a group of people get together, there are problems.
当有一群人聚在一起的时候，中间就有问题。
Every family here, even in your own little family, there are certain pressures, there are problems.
在我们每个家庭里头，也多少都有不同的问题。
But as believers of the Lord Jesus,
但对于相信主耶稣基督的人
，we have an added problem.
我们有另外的一些问题。
And that is, there is an enemy who hates us.
就是有一位恨我们的仇敌。
Who hates our faith in Christ.
他对于我们在基督里的信心，他非常的痛恨。
And he does everything he can to cause us to be discouraged.
他尽他的所能要叫我们沮丧、灰心。
To cause us to question the love of God.
叫我们来怀疑神的爱。
And it can put us under great pressure.
它会把我们放在一个极大的一个压力底下。
Unless we continually come back to the Word of God.
除非我们能够完全的回到神的话语里面。
And just that verse that I just read, meditate on Psalm 103:19.
就刚刚我们所读的诗篇103篇第19节那里讲到的这句话。
The Lord is on His throne.
主乃是在他的宝座上。
He sovereignly rules over all.
他权柄统管万有。
Oh, when that gets into our heart,
当这样的话进到我们心里头
makes all the difference.
就产生一个很大的改变。
So here in Peter, and we'll just look at this first chapter just very quickly.
我们很快的看到彼得前书第一章。
And see who's running the show.
我们都看见是谁在那里掌管一切。
Who's in charge?
是谁在那里掌权。
And we see it is the sovereignty of God.
我们看见乃是神的主权。
Perfect God. Loving God. Caring God.
是完全的神，是有慈爱的神，是怜悯我们的神。
All wise, all knowing God.
全知全能的神。
That gives confidence.
这带给我们有信心。
That becomes the basis where we can enter into God's rest.
这是叫我们能够进入神的安息的一个根基。
In the first verse we read, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside as aliens, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia,Bithynia, who are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
第一节，耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚西亚、庇推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选。
God initiates all.Things in His kingdom.
神在他国度，他是那一位开始一切事情的那一位。
He is the one who found you.
他是那位来找着我们的那一位。
He is the one who chose you.
他是那位拣选你的那一位。
He is the one who sovereignly selected you.
他是那位按着他权柄来拣选你的那一位。
From the foundation of the earth, He knew you.
在创世以前，他就知道你了。
You have been chosen.
你已经蒙拣选
，chosen for a purpose。
你所蒙的拣选是为了一个旨意
，to be his lover, to be his bride，
成为他的所爱的，成为他的心腹。
This isn't something left up for you and I。
这不是说这是碰巧发生在我们身上。
No person ever found the Lord by walking down this aisle.
没有人能够在这个走来走去，他就遇见了主了。
Or raising their hand.
或者他举手，他就。
Or standing up.
或者他站起来。
Or signing a card.
或是签着卡片。
When the Lord Jesus, when the Father revealed the Son to the innermost parts of our heart, we said, "Yes, I see it."
乃是当神把他的儿子启示在我们心里的时候，我们看见了。
Last week, I picked a young sister up, my wife and I, at Phoenix Airport.
我上个星期和我妻子在 Phoenix 的机场接了一个人。
A Japanese sister. Who, when she came to this country, did not know the Lord.
是一个日本姐妹。
She thought Jesus was a white man's God.
但她在信主以前，她认为耶稣是白人的神。
That Jesus was for the Western world.
耶稣呢是给西方人的。
And someone invited her to a meeting.
有人邀请她到聚会当中。
And the several times that she went, the more confused she got.
他越参加聚会，他就越迷糊了。
Because now she heard that Jesus was the Son of God. This made no sense.
当他听到耶稣是神的儿子，他觉得一点都不合理。
And then a brother gave a testimony.
当有一位弟兄做见证。
And this brother said, I've had this burden and I've given it over to the Lord.
这弟兄的见证说，我有一个负担，我就把这样的负担交在主的手里。
Well, the Lord had already prepared this young girl with a burden of her own.
其实乃是主自己在这个女孩子心中已经先预备了她的心。
And she thought, well, I'm going to give my burden to the Lord too.
所以她就想说，那我也要把我的重担也交给主。
So simply, when the man read, "Come unto me, all you are weak and heavy laden," she answered, she just said, okay, here.
当她听到主的话说，凡劳苦担重担的到我这里来，她的反应就说，好吧，那我把重担就交给主。
Her testimony is so clear. Instantly, she knew Jesus was the Son of God.
在她身上的见证是那样的清楚，她立即就知道，就明白了耶稣是神的儿子。
She looked down at her Bible, and it read, so easily. She understood everything. Prior to that, she could not make any sense out of it at all.
在她那个时刻之前，她读神的话一点都没有，一点都不合理。但当她那个时刻之后，她读神的话语，她完全能够明白。
She didn't crank up her brain.
她并不在那里在绞尽她的脑汁。
She'd been trying to use her brain, and it just was totally confusing.
她曾经用她的头脑要来认识神的话，完全的迷糊了。
And then God removed the veil.
但神把他的帕子给除去，
and she saw.
他就看见了。
She said, "Thank you."
他就说谢谢。
Her mother, her sister, several family members have all come to know the Lord.
他的母亲、他的姐妹还有其他的家人，他们也都归向主。
Very unusual for the Japanese.
对日本人来说，这是一件非常特别的事情。
Revelation.
这是一个启示。
God does the choosing.
是神所拣选。
You and I do the praying.
我们乃是要祷告。
Pray for ourselves, pray for our loved ones.
为着我们祷告，为着我们所爱的人祷告。
Daily, if there might be that fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit.
天天的来仰望那新鲜圣灵的恩膏。
And that we would see who we are in the Lord.
我们就能够看见我们在主里是如何的一位。
Remember this as we even pray for our unsaved loved ones.
记得我们为着我们还不信主的所爱的人祷告。
A lot of times we need to go.Zip our lips and pray to the Father to give revelation.
许多时候，我们乃是应该把我们嘴巴给封住，我们在神面前来祷告呼求他，叫他能够把启示赐给我们所爱的人。
When the Lord does it, all sovereignly does it, He does it right.
当主按着他主权的权柄成就这事的时候，他做的是完全的准确。
Verse 2,
第二节。
According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit.
就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁。
sovereignly sanctified.
这是神使我们成圣的权柄。
God is the one who brought the children of Israel out of Egypt.
是神把他的以色列子民从埃及带出来。
If it was up to Moses, they would still be there.
如果是照着摩西的意思的话，他们就还留在埃及。
Moses tried. Remember when Moses tried?
摩西曾经尝试过。
Moses could not get one person on his side.
摩西连一个人都不能影响他啊，来站在他这一边。
We see in Acts that Moses was a great speaker.
我们看见在那里，摩西他实在是一位会说话的人。
This is the prince of Egypt. He had great ability, great skill, greatly trained.
他是埃及的王子，他受了很好的学问，很好的训练。
He couldn't get one person to follow him.
他不能说服一个人来跟从他。
God is the one who sovereignly separates us.
是神按着他主权的权柄把我们分别出来。
He separates us first unto himself.
他分别出来来归向他。
And then he separates us, ourselves, our self-life from us.
他也把我们己的生命分别出来。
It was quite a feat for the Lord to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt.
我们看见当神把以色列百姓从埃及带出来的时候是何等的奇妙。
But the real work was bringing Egypt, bringing that self-loving self out of themselves the next 40 years.
当他在之后40年当中，他真正的工作还是把那埃及在他们己生命里面的埃及给带出来。
And there's a sad story there. Most of them failed.
我们看见非常可惜的是，大部分的人都失败了。
And they died in the desert.
他们就在沙漠中他们就死了。
But it's God's will that he sovereignly sanctify us, separate us.
但是神主权的权柄把我们分别成为圣洁。
He will do it if we let him.
如果我们让他来做的话，他能够成就。
He is capable of doing it.
他有这个能力能够成就。
He wants to.
他想要成就。
Verse 3, 4 and 5 we see sovereignly completed. We are sovereignly completed.
三四五节，让我们看见神他成全我们的权柄。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
God sovereignly completes the job.
神他按着他主权的权柄，他完成成就这样的事。
He begins it. There is a sanctifying process, and he completes it.
他开始这个工作，有个成圣的过程，最后他完全成就了这事。
How do we know he completes it?
我们怎么知道他成就了呢
？The New Jerusalem.
我们看见那新耶路撒冷。
He will have a people.
他得着了一帮人。
And if you are born again today, you will be.
如果你是一位重生的基督徒，你会在那里头有份。
Verses 6 through 9.
第六到第九节。
But how is this whole process? What are the ways and thoughts of God? And here's where we have a little trouble.
在这样成圣的过程当中，我们来思想神的他的意念和他的道路的时候呢，我们就产生一些问题。
Sovereignly ordered suffering，
他乃是按他主权的权柄，他定义我们受苦。
Sovereignly ordered suffering， Who is behind the suffering?Really behind? Who had the last say in the suffering of Job?
在这一切受苦的背后， 最背后，像在约伯的身上所受的苦的身上，谁在那里？
In those 80 years of Moses coming to holy ground, who is behind all of that?
在摩西有八十年的时间，直到他站在那圣地，那八十年当中，谁在那里掌权？
Who is behind your life? Who's pulling the strings?
在你生活的背后，是谁在那里掌权，掌管你的一切呢？
Who is ordering things in your life?
是谁来定义你的生活呢？
It's to be a sovereign God.
乃是这一位权柄的神。
Who orders even the suffering in our life for purpose.
他甚至按照他的权柄，他来定义我们受一些苦，为着一些旨意，为着他的旨意。
Verse 6.
第六节。
In this you greatly rejoice. Very interesting. Rejoice. Even though, now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the proving of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise, glory, honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as to the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
As human beings, I think we have trouble with this word joy, rejoice, trials. They don't compute.
按照我们人的心思来讲，喜乐、大喜乐和这个试验和这个苦难似乎不太能够放在一起。
Why is that?
为什么这样子呢？
Because our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our ways are not his ways.
因为我们的意念非同他的意念，我们的道路非同他的道路。
He's got a purpose. He's bringing us in to a faith that includes the salvation of our souls.
他的旨意乃是要带进我们的信心，叫我们信心产生果效，就是我们灵魂的救恩。
Hebrews 12:10.
希伯来书十二章。
After that whole passage of chastening of a son,
我们看见在那里有许多的儿子。
It gives us the purpose.
他让我们看见他的旨意。
That we might be what? The partakers of the holiness of God.
我们乃是能够与他的圣洁有份。
We sang this morning, Holy, Holy, Holy.
我们早晨唱到圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Do you want to be holy?
你想要圣洁吗？
Do you want to be holy for the Lord?
你想要为着主而成为圣洁吗？
Just like the Lord Jesus was holy for his Father.
就像主耶稣，他为着父神，他是完全的圣洁。
Nothing for himself.
他不是为着自己。
Strictly holy for him.
完全是为着他。
How does that occur?
他怎么发生的呢？
Through trials.
还是经过试验。
Through tempting.Through tribulation,
经过患难
through testing,
经过试验
In Romans 5, we have this, and not only this, verse 3, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance. Perseverance, proven character. Proven character, hope. Hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through.
正如罗马书五章三节那里所说，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The better the coach, the better the teacher, the more difficult the course.
那教练和老师呢，他们越好的他们就 设计一个课程是比较难的。
Even something like a music instrument.
甚至就像一般学音乐。
It takes discipline.
它必须要训练。
There, a good teacher is strict.
一个好的老师呢是严格的。
A good teacher doesn't say, just practice whatever you want this week.
一个好的老师不会说这个礼拜你想练想练习就练习。
If you get around to doing this song, fine. And play it as according how you feel.
如果你有时间，那你就拉一拉，你就练一练琴。然后呢，你想怎么练呢？想怎么弹呢？你就怎么弹。
If you think this should be played with this type of a beat rhythm, play it that way.
你可以随你的性哈，你要弹快弹慢都可以。
It has worked that way.
并不是如此。
And that is nothing, brothers and sisters, compared to being eternally changed into the glory of the Lord.
这样的事情啊，没有办法与我们在永恒里头成为啊，为着神的荣耀而成为圣洁的这样的事相比。
Our Father in heaven loves us, and He's very strict.
我们父神爱我们，
他
要很严格。
He's also the very fair.
他也是非常公平的。
And He deals with us.
他来制作我们。
Because of that love.
因为他爱我们。
He doesn't indulge.
他不是因为他不是因为嫉妒。
You know, if you ask a little child, what do they want? They say, oh.I'd like a candy bar for dinner.
如果你问一个小孩呢，你喜欢什么？那小孩会说，我最好晚餐呢就吃糖果好了。
For lunch, they want an ice cream cone.
那午餐呢，我就吃冰淇淋。
But what does a good parent do?
那好的父母会怎么做呢
？Because a good parent's thoughts are not like that child's thoughts.
因为父母的意念非同孩子的意念。
And they say, "Eat your vegetables first."
所以他们对孩子说。要先吃蔬菜。
God's thoughts are higher than ours. His ways are higher than ours.
神的意念高过我们的意念，他的道路高过我们的道路。
Verses 10 to 12,
十到十二节。
The sovereign center of the ages. There is something at the center of the age.
在历史历代当中的一个中心。中心的那个权柄。
There is an anchor.
它在那里有一个锚。
Verse 10, as to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful search and inquire, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow.
论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知，早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候，并怎样的时候。
Verse 12, it was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves. Well, that thought is different than our thought, isn't it?
第十二节这边。他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲一切的事，不是为了自己，乃是为你们。这样的心思跟我们就不太一样。
How long does it take us to realize that we're not serving ourselves, but that we're serving another?
我们什么时候才知道我们不是在服侍我们自己，而是在彼此的服侍
？But you and these things which now have been announced to you through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which Angels long to look.
那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
And in verse 21, we see the sovereign one of the at the center of the universe, and through him are believers in God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God.Since you have an obedience to the truth, purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart, for you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is through the living and abiding word of God.
我们看见按着在宇宙间这中心的权柄最高的权柄在这里二十一节我们看见 你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
In this passage we see that there is the one who is the center of the universe.
在这经文当中，我们看见在宇宙中间有一个中心，这个中心的权柄就是主。
And very specifically, the cross.
特别讲到那个十字架。
Everything in life pivots on the cross.
在生活的当中必须要有这个十字架。
Into the cross went our sin.
在这十字架里头，我们的罪就在里头。
But also into the cross went our self-life.
我们这个己的生命也进到十字架的里头。
And not only that, our love for this world went into that cross.
我们对这世界的爱慕也在十字架的里头。
And everything in the world was rejected at the cross.
在世界当中的一切事情都经过十字架而被弃绝。
And out of this, of course, comes life.
从这里头所产生出来的就是生命。
And there in that 22nd, 23rd verse, and I'll read the 24th verse. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls away. But the word of the Lord abides forever. And this is the word which was preached to you.
24节，因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的柔美都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
We have the fact that we are sovereignly chosen.
我们看见我们乃是神拣选我们。
Not something we do, sovereignly sanctified by the Lord.
乃是按照他的主权的权柄，他来把我们分别来归给他。
Sovereignly completed by him.
按照他的权柄来使我们成为完全。
Through sovereign ordered suffering.
也是按照他定义叫我们受苦的权柄。
Because at the center of all of this is the cross.
因为这一切事情的中心乃是十字架。
Revealed to us through the living imperishable word of God.
乃是按着神活泼长存的道来启示给我们的。
This word is the Spirit.
这个话就是灵。
This word, John 1:1, is Christ.
神这个话就是基督的自己。
This word is the very heart of God.
这话就是神内心深处里头。
And God says, my thoughts,And my ways, which are listed here, are not your thoughts.
神说我在这话语里头的心思和意念和道路不是非同你们的。
But it's the Lord's will to reveal this mystery.
但感谢神是他定义要来向我们启示他的奥秘。
We're not talking about a religious facade this morning.
我们并不是要在这里讨论这个宗教的一些形式。
We're talking about knowing the one who sits on the throne.
我们乃是要来思想认识那坐在宝座上的那一位。
And the question is, does he sit on the throne of our hearts?
但有一个问题，他是在我们心中坐宝座的吗？
Who's ruling this morning?
今天早晨是谁在掌权？
Do we continue to go on with our thoughts, our ways?
我们继续在我们心思、我们道路当中继续的来进行吗？
Are we shocked?Every time there are sovereignly ordered sufferings and tribulations in our life,
我们在神所权柄底下所安排的一切的苦难当中，我们是如何呢？
We're to be different than the people of the world.
我们实在是必须与世上的人有不同。
We are not to fear like the world.
我们并不是要，我们不应该像他们。感觉一样。
Not through positive thinking.
不是说只是想一想正面的思想。
when things come into our life that are disastrous of nature,
当一些患难在我们人生当中，一些患难和灾难发生的时候，
it's quite normal to immediately be shocked.
我们很自然的情况就会感到很震惊。
But when we come back to the Word,
我们实在是应该回到话语里头。
There is a comforting.
在神的话语里面有安慰。
Brothers and sisters, I've said it many times, but God has put us on a 24-hour clock.
神让我们每天有24小时的时间。
We do not become born again every day.
我们不是要每天都重生。
That only occurred once.
我们不是发生过一次。
But to sustain this begotten life from the Father, it has to be done daily.
我们必须要每天的来叫这个从父神而得着重生的生命，让它常常更新。
And as the Lord gives us grace, and as we cry out, if there is a desire, as we cry out, the Lord gives grace to want His Word.
当我们来向主呼求的时候，他就会把他的话语来告诉我们。
And then we can go through these things that all of us go through.
那我们再来看我们所经历过的这些事情。
With the mind, the thoughts of God.
我们乃是按照神的心思来看这些事。
When people are going through various things,
当我们在经历过一些不同的事情，
we have to be very careful of what we say and what we do.
我们必须非常谨慎我们所说的和我们所做的。
God has a plan.
神有他的计划。
God has allowed this tribulation to come.
神允许灾难临到我们。
It's very easy to be Job's friends.
我们很容易能够做约伯的朋友。
To say and do things to try and alleviate the pain.
我们试着我们用我们的方法来说一些，来做一些，来帮助约伯脱离那个痛苦。
May God teach us His thoughts and His ways.
我们实在是仰望神来教导我们他的心思，他的意念。
Man has a tendency to learn certain patterns.
我们人的天然里头很喜欢学一些方法。
If a person has lost their job, we have a certain way to go and say something, maybe to comfort that person about their job.
如果有人他失去了工作，我们就有一套的方法。来，这个人来怎么样来帮助他
？So every time a person loses their job, we have our little pet thing. We go and talk to him.
所以什么时候有一个人没工作了，我们就照这个样的一套方法来想要来帮助他。
It's not living.
这不是一个活的。
Before we make a phone call, before we help someone, we need to go. What's God's thoughts?
当我们在打电话再去帮助一个人之前，我们实在是要回到话语里头来明白认识神的。意念是什么？
We bring this same attitude into our prayer times.
我们在祷告的时间也是同样的态度。
Someone might be ill. Someone might be having marriage problems. We have a certain, I've got to click over to, this is how you pray for sick people.
有人生病了，会有人有其他的问题，那我们就很自然的就产生有一套的方法，要对生病的人呢，我们要怎么样来帮助他？
We look to the Word and see what the Lord would have us pray.
我们实在是要来到神的话语，看神的话语给我们要怎么样来为这样的人祷告。
Every time the Lord dealt with someone who was ill, we notice He does it differently, very differently. Each one.
我们知道，当神来帮助生病的人，他的方法是常常是不相同的。
Certain principles were always the same.
他的原则是相同。
But the Lord's ways are different.
但是神的道路却是不同的。
He's higher than us.
他比我们还要高。
He knows what He's doing.
他知道他在做什么。
He allows these things to come into our life for purpose.
他允许一些事发生在我们身上，是为着一个旨意。
He yesterday morning, four or five of us brothers got together and we listened to Brother Jing Fu give his testimony of the last 2 months.
昨天有四五位弟兄。和傅同根弟兄聚在一起，听他在过去两个月当中他的一些心路历程。
Beautiful testimony.
是非常美丽的见证。
How it started there with doubt and wondering.
他起头的时候呢，他是有疑惑，有怀疑。
Wanting to cry, but afraid to cry.
他想要哭泣，但是他又不敢哭泣。
And then how the Lord has been bringing him through.
但是主是如何的带领他经过这两个月的时间。
Testimony.
这是一个见证。
Because of trials.
那是因着患难而有的见证。
May we go through these things in his thought.
当我们在经历这些事情的时候，我们乃是能够来思想他的意念。
His ways.
他的道路。
The world tries to outlaw any pressure, any problems.
世界想要来隐藏、掩藏、掩饰这些问题。
And a lot of that thinking is in our mind.
这些这样的思想也在我们的心思里。
Here's a problem. Let's see if I can just get around it.
如果在我面前有问题，那我们是不是可以绕过去呢
？Legislate against it. Legislate against it.
那我们就不来面对这样的事。
Lord has purpose.
但是主在这样的安排上，他有他的心意。
When we see what Paul went through in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and chapter 11,
当我们看见保罗在哥林多后书第六章、第十一章那边他所经历的。
We see all of those trials and tribulations he went through every day was to keep him on that road of faith.
我们看见在那里有许多的患难和痛苦，乃是叫保罗他能够紧紧的守住他的信心。
In David's sins, there was chastening. In David's sins, there was chastening.
在大卫在犯罪的事上，也有他的。
And what did it do in his life?
对他生命产生什么改变呢？
It brought him into that place of partaking of God's holiness.
乃是让他带领他来到与神的圣洁有份。
Job had a enlarged self-life.
约伯在他里头有一个一个自大的一个自义。
And Job touched, or God touched, his family, his possessions, and his health.
神的手就来摸着他的他的产业，他的家人，还有他自己的身体。
Incidentally, those are the three things that God works in most of the time: health, relationships, and finances. Our jobs, finances, those three.
这三件事情是神常常来做工的一个目标，就是我们的健康，我们的与人的关系。
And out of that chastening in Job's life came what? A partaker of holiness.
在那样的炼境熬炼当中，我们看见约伯他的与神的圣洁有份。
Not in vain.
并不是白白的。
We can trust our sovereign Lord who is on the throne.
我们实在是能够相信我们的神，他在。他的宝座上，他掌管万有的权柄。
May we know his ways, may we know his thoughts.
让我们来认识他的意念，来认识他的道路。
Through faith, trust.
借着我们的信心，我们来信靠他。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Father, we do thank you for your encouragement again today.
父神，我们为着你今天来激励我们，感谢你。
We thank you that your thoughts are far above our thoughts.
我们感谢是你的意念远超过我们的意念。
And we can trust your ways.
我们实在是能够相信你的道路。
We just pray for each one now as we enter another week, Lord, that we might be able to enter this week, Lord, trusting you and knowing you are on the throne.
我们在这里，我们彼此的代祷，在接下来的一周当中，主，我们能够来经历信靠你，相信你在做宝座，统管万有的权柄。
Being able to therefore give thanks in all things，
使我们能够凡事感谢
，rejoicing in all things，
在一切的在常常喜乐
，knowing that God works all things out for good。
我们知道神叫这万事互相效力，都是为着好的一个目的。
To those who love Him and are called unto purpose，
乃是叫爱神的人能够进到神的旨意里。
In Jesus' name we pray，
奉耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen。